Hello and welcome to the Leadership Mindset Installation Series. So this is the first of several CDs that install the leadership mindset and give you human relations principles that will assist you in developing synergistic relationships. If you're listening to the NLP and Creation Technologies audio training series, these particular CDs can be listened to on the weekends to accompany everything else that you're learning. Now, these CDs are designed with the purpose and the intention of assisting you in developing synergistic relationships. Now, as I mentioned before, what would happen if you had 10, 20, 30, or even 100 people or more conspiring for your success? That's the promise of developing the leadership mindset. So right now, before you begin, make sure you're someplace where you can be totally undisturbed. You want to have at least 30 minutes available to you each time you listen to one of these audio CDs. You may want to be in the privacy of your own room and just find a spot where you can be comfortable, where you can relax, and you can be undisturbed for about 30 minutes or so. So right now, let's begin installing the leadership mindset. Sit back, relax, and just close your eyes. Now, in order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself on a wondrous beach. The sun is out. It's such a wonderful day. Perhaps you can hear the seagulls as they pass up above. You notice the waves are lapping up against the shore. Your shoes are off, and perhaps you can feel the sand beneath your toes and your feet. As you decide to sit at the water's edge, the small waves come up and lap up against you, just barely touching your toes. You can hear the sound of laughter and children playing off in the distance, but not too much. As you sit there, I want you just to imagine in your mind's eye taking a stick in your hand. Now in a moment, not yet, but in a moment, you're going to begin writing in the sand with that stick. You'll write the numbers 100 on down. Not yet, but in a moment. For example, you'll inhale, and on the inhalation, you'll write the number 100. Then on the exhalation, you'll watch the wave come up and wash that number away. So it's time to begin writing. Write. Now, just go ahead and write the number 100 and inhale. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, write the number 99. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 98. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 97. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 96. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 95. Exhale, watch the wave wash it away. Now just allow the numbers to appear without your even writing them. On the inhalation, 94. Exhale, watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 93. Exhale, watch the wave wash it away. Now just wash the numbers and the counting right out of your mind. Just wash them completely right out of your mind. Numbers and counting go. Evaporating like water on a hot sunny day. Going, going, gone. Just allow them all to disappear. And that's right, very good. Excellent. Now I want you to imagine yourself standing at the top of a spiral staircase. In a moment, not yet, but when I say in a moment, you're going to begin walking down that spiral staircase. And as you do, I just want you to allow your body to relax more and more with every step you take. So as you begin down that staircase right now, taking a step, hearing the sound of your footsteps as you do, going down deeper and deeper, relax now. And with every step you take, just allow your body to relax more and more. Taking another step down, going down deeper and deeper, relaxed. Down, 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 down. Continuing to walk down the spiral staircase. Using the handrail as you do, you can be safe and relaxed as you go down deeper and deeper. Relax now. Dreaming, drifting, dropping, and falling. Dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling. Dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling. Now, if any thoughts enter your mind as you continue to go down, just allow those thoughts to drift away like clouds on a breezy afternoon. Continuing to go down, deeper and deeper relaxed. Dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling. Dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling. Dreaming and drifting, dropping and falling. Very good. Very good. Now find yourself at the bottom of that stairwell right now. And notice that you see in front of you the bed of your dreams. It's a wondrous bed. A magical bed. So as you walk across the floor to approach the bed, you can hear the sound of your footsteps underneath you. Now it's time to go inside the bed. So just go ahead and pull back the covers, feeling the feeling of the covers in your hand as you do. And as you go inside, just pull the covers up to cover you. And notice that the moment your head touches the pillow, it seems to sink in the pillow a bit. And you begin to drift off. You begin to drift and dream. Drifting, dreaming. A wondrous dream. Dreaming and drifting, dropping, falling. Dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling. And as your conscious mind begins to dream, I like to speak directly to your unconscious. Your unconscious right now. And if your conscious mind wants to listen in, that's okay. Or it may just wish to continue dreaming a wondrous dream. Dreaming and drifting, dropping, falling. But I want to speak directly to your unconscious now. And I'd like to make a few suggestions, if I may. You see, each and every day, in every way, you're embracing the leadership mindset. It's becoming part of who you are. You realize now that true power comes from the ability to create synergistic relationships with others, to coach others and to mentor others so that they too can reach their full potential. In fact, it's once been said, if you can help enough people to get what they want, then you're surely bound to get what you want. So each and every day, in every way, you're looking for ways to assist people to get more of what they want. And notice how good that makes you feel inside, to be committed to assisting others in getting what they want most, realizing that that's your path to success. That's the path to success. So each and every day, in every way, you're committed in assisting other people to get what they want most, knowing that that's the path to achieving what it is that you want in life. You're embracing leadership principles and principles for human relations because you realize now that relationships are the foundation to success. You also realize that as the leader you're becoming and are, by shining and living the leadership principles themselves, you become a role model of excellence. You realize now that you're committed to learning to lead, not only for yourself and the results that it allows you to produce in your life, but for the others that follow behind you. You realize now how important it is to never criticize or condemn or complain, because you realize that any of that type of energy put out on the world only causes others to do the same thing. So you're committed instead to only speak highly of others, to speak positively. To talk about where it is that you're going in life, rather than about all the things that aren't working. So you realize now the futility of criticizing or condemning and complaining. In fact, Any of the criticizing, condemning, or complaining that you used to do is now evaporating from your body. It's evaporating like water on a hot sunny day. Just turn inside and feel the shifts occurring right now. Old mindsets disappearing. Evaporating. Going, going, gone. And in their place is the willingness, the desire, to speak in positive terms. To only talk about what it is that you want or desire in your life. And to never complain. Instead, you find yourself talking only in positive terms. If you don't have something positive to say, you prefer not to say anything at all. That's the trait of a leader. You also realize the necessity of giving appreciation to others. What we call strength-centered comments. So you look into others and you see the goodness within. You see them as the beings of light that they are. With everybody that you come into contact with throughout the course of the day or the week or the year or on throughout your life, you look at them and you see them for the beings of light that they are. You look inside, for you know who they really are. You see their true magnificence. And you share that with them, knowing that that's the secret to interpersonal relations. Now, you don't give vague or empty compliments. Instead, what you do is you notice the strengths that they have inside. You look for that which they're good at. You notice it, and you comment. You're lavish in your approbation. And you praise people for that which they do well. And they appreciate your honest and sincere appreciation. So if you notice that somebody's doing something well or good, or they're improving on some sort of behavior, you mention it. You say something about it. You look for the strengths in people and you show sincere appreciation to them by letting them know that you appreciate those things about them. Imagine yourself now in those situations where you might utilize this human relations principle of offering sincere appreciation. Maybe you could imagine yourself with your partner or your spouse or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or somebody that's close to you, offering them strength-centered comments, giving them honest and sincere appreciation. And notice the look on their face. Notice how they feel about that. Notice how much they glow and shine. And notice how good it makes you feel inside to be so secure within yourself that you can offer others sincere appreciation. Perhaps you can imagine yourself in another situation. Maybe with a coworker, an employee, or a boss. And just notice that you too can give them sincere appreciation. You can notice those things that they do or those strengths that they have, and you can call attention to them by stating it directly. And notice how they react to you once again. Feel the feelings of self-pride that well up inside of you as you bask in the ability and the strength that you have inside yourself to give other people strength-centered comments and sincere appreciation. Notice how good that makes you feel. And notice what you say to yourself in your own mind when you think of being the kind of person who can do this now. You choose to give honest and sincere appreciation to others. I'd also like to suggest that in your interpersonal communications, you're beginning to look for ways to assist people in wanting to do that which you suggest. So when you make suggestions to another, you look for ways to assist that person in wanting to do it. You look for ways to enlist their willing cooperation. Willing cooperation. Because you know that that's the secret to success. Enlisting the willing cooperation of others. And each and every day, in every way, that's what you're doing now. You're finding ways to enlist their willing cooperation. You look and you search for ways to enlist the willing cooperation of others, knowing that that's a very important principle of leadership. In fact, it's rare when a true leader makes other people do that which they don't want to do. They find ways to inspire that person to do that which they seek, which they ask. So each and every day, in every way, you're looking for ways to arouse in other people an eager want to do those things which you suggest. I'd also like to suggest that you're becoming genuinely interested in other people. In fact, you realize now that the secret to human relations, to working well with other people, and to developing synergistic relationships is to become genuinely interested in those that you're working with. So you're beginning to take interest in them. Imagine yourself now in a social situation or a social interaction where you're with one person or a few people. And notice that you're asking them questions about themselves. So rather than talk incessantly about yourself like some people do, you realize that the key to winning the appreciation of others is to become genuinely interested in them. So you find yourself asking them questions about what they do and where they're from, what they've done during their day, about their family. And notice how good it feels to be so sure of yourself that you no longer need to brag about what it is that you're doing. In fact, any of those old patterns that you might have run in the past are evaporating like water on a hot sunny day, just like the other old patterns you might have used to have. And in their place is a desire to become familiar with other people, because you are now genuinely interested in other people. You're genuinely interested in other people. I'd also like to suggest that as you go throughout your day, in whatever it is that you do, that you walk through life with a smile on your face, because you realize that a smile sends a message that's much more than you could ever communicate through words. As a leader, you realize the necessity to be a role model of excellence. And each and every day as you go throughout your day, you smile when you're around others. Perhaps you could even smile on your own. You realize the message that a smile sends. In fact, when you smile, you find that it's easy to do. Something you can do all the time. And you like to smile. You like the message it conveys. And you enjoy being the role model of excellence who can spread cheer throughout your day and to those around you or those that you work with. So I'd like to suggest that you smile often. Very good. Now, as you take these suggestions and lock them, secure them at the unconscious level, in the place that you reserve for all such special learnings, in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. As I count from 5 to 1, you begin to come back up into the room, fully refreshed and alert. 5, locking these suggestions at the unconscious level, in such a way that they can change things for you in the future, perhaps without your even having to think about it consciously. 4, wondering what it will be like to look at the world through new eyes, the eyes of somebody who's made changes at a deep level. 3, excited to go out into the world and begin acting in a new way, acting and interrelating with those around you in ways that are positive and powerful, and assist you in creating those synergistic relationships that will allow you to accelerate your success. 2, too excited to begin working with other people, assisting them to get what they want, knowing that when they get what they want, and when you assist enough people to get what they want, you'll surely get what you want. And 1, coming right back up into the room, wide awake, wonderfully refreshed, wide awake. Welcome back.